Thank you. First and foremost, Happy New Year to everybody. Hope you enjoyed the holidays and on. Mr. President, first, I would like to extend my congratulations to the permanent representative of Kenya on your appointment as president of the Intergovernmental Working Group for the Effective Implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Actions. We trust in your expertise and commitment to ensure the success of this 23rd session. It is with great satisfaction and strong sense of commitment that Brazil takes part in this session. As I have highlighted on various occasions, Brazil views the DDPA, which will celebrate its 25th anniversary next year, as a landmark in recognizing the rights of people of African descent worldwide. This document has become one of the most significant references for addressing racial issues in Brazil. Furthermore, it has served as a vital framework for developing public policies aimed at promoting racial equality and combating racism, making it fundamental to Brazil's efforts in this area, particularly under the current federal government. Brazil's participation in the Durban Conference and the subsequent adoption of its plan of action marked the beginning of the strengthening commitment to combating racism and promoting racial equality. For instance, in 2003, the Special Secretariat for Policies to Promote Racial Equality was established, which 20 years later evolved into the Ministry of Racial Equality. Since its inception, this entity has been responsible for developing, coordinating, and implementing policies and guidelines for the promotion of racial equality in Brazil. It ensures that combating racism and fostering racial equality are priorities for all other ministries and leads efforts to disseminate the anti-discrimination agenda nationwide. The establishment of the Secretariat and the Ministry of Racial Equality is grounded in the struggles of social movements, international efforts to overcome racism, and the Brazilian government's commitment, particularly under President Lula. This commitment emerged from actively listening to popular demands and recognizing the urgency of the issue. Currently, the National Council for the Promotion of Racial Equality serves as an advisory body comprising representatives from both government and civil society to promote and implement this agenda. It is important to highlight that Brazil has the largest population of African descent outside Africa, with over 55% of the population self-identifying as Black. However, historically, this population has been the most marginalized in terms of access to basic and fundamental rights and has endured the greatest impact of structural racism. It is imperative for the federal government to ensure that policies in this area are guided by the legitimate demands of this population. President Lula's commitment across his three terms, along that of former President Dilma Rousseff, to the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, has consistently been upheld as an ethical principle of government for and with the Brazilian people. However, realizing the objectives of the Ministry of Racial Equality requires the engagement of various federal government entities, public and private institutions, states, municipalities, and the Brazilian population. Adopting multi-sectoral measures that address diverse areas of society is crucial. This presents one of the ministry's most complex challenges. Building an intergovernmental network and implementing targeted policies to honor this internationally recognized commitment. The complexity of this challenge arises from the diverse ways in which racism manifests as a dynamic system of oppression, both in Brazil and globally. Racism consequences extend beyond interpersonal interactions and are deeply entrenched in institutional structures, legal frameworks, and the limited access to rights, goods, and services for people of African descent. It is a pervasive problem rooted in long historical process, economic, political, cultural, and others. Its roots are deep and persistent. While its outcomes are manifold and long-lasting, they must be eradicated and their reproduction stopped. It is in recognition of this that Brazil stands here today, alongside so many other nations. Eliminating racism and discrimination against people of African descent requires coordinated domestic, international, and transnational measures. A notable example is Brazil's voluntary adoption of Sustainable Development Goal 18, focused on ethnic and racial equality, as announced by President Lula at the 2023 UN General Assembly. Brazil has been actively encouraging other states to adopt an SDG addressing ethnic racial equality, emphasizing the importance of more partners joining this complex yet achievable endeavor. This year, the world has an additional incentive to engage in this mission. The renewal of the International Decade for People of African Descent in 2024, led by Brazil. We recognize that in recent times, movements opposing the progress of diversity, inclusion, and the guarantee of collective and individual rights have emerged. These movements exacerbate the vulnerabilities faced by people of African descent worldwide. However, we must stand united to ensure that these regressive forces do not prevail. The ongoing negotiations of a United Nations Declaration on the Respect, Protection, and Fulfillment of the Fundamental Rights of People of African Descent, which bring us together here today, represent a significant opportunity to reinforce the effectiveness of the DDPA and expand its potential. Our dialogue must aim to build a fairer world with racial equity as its central goal. Brazil hopes this session will be fruitful and constructive, leading to progress that contributes to protecting the rights of people of African descent worldwide, respecting their cultural, local, and regional differences, while also acknowledging their shared experience and challenges. I thank you.